Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
This is Paul Hawksby.
And Andy Jacobs.
And this is the H&J Daily. Some of the best bits of this afternoon's show. A bit of a seismic show, of course, because we discovered this morning that Jose Mourinho had got the tin tack at Manchester United.
Amazing, wasn't it? Everything we were going to do all went out the window.
It certainly did, yeah. So we gave you a bit of a Jose special, as I'm sure a number of shows will today, because it is a huge story. We looked at it from various angles.
Oh, yeah.
We did find time to stray from it briefly,
yes,
didn't we?
Which,
and you'll hear that as well. Yeah. But making an impassioned call to arms to United fans and having his say was the actor, a Manchester United regular, Lee Boardman, who I thought was great.
Yeah, he was.
You'll hear from him. And Paul Jiggins was in the studio with us from The Sun. He joins in on that conversation. So here's us and Lee and Paul from today. Sort of 10 to 10 this morning, wasn't it? I was chatting about today's show and it just popped up on the screen in front of me, Sky Sports News, and then of course I tuned into Talk Sport, hear all the fallout, but it
I was a bit surprised.
The power shock, didn't it?
Really? I was surprised because I thought, given that they'd got, we were talking about this on Sunday, weren't we? Given that, you know, that they've got through to the Champions League, you thought, well, that'll be enough to keep him in his job till the summer. But, you know, when he comes out, all the stuff about how great Liverpool were and how physical Liverpool were and how skillful Liverpool were, you think, oh, you know,
not just that stuff.
That is not what the fans
all
want
that
to hear.
Stuff about when I was at Porto, I had these players. That was the balance. And then I went to Inter and I had these players.
Yeah, yeah, we get the idea. You were great one time. But it still was a surprise. But I do sympathise slightly with the text that Max read out in the end. It is... difficult. It's difficult for us. You've got to reflect it. It's a huge story, but it does also, you know, especially with him, because it's a repeating story. You do in the end get a bit sort of tired of it and think, why do you keep doing this? What's wrong with you, mate? Why would you not learn? I mean, he's not a stupid man. He's a very clever guy. Mm. Why would you repeat this same? Some people, you know, would say, well, you know, he works out very nicely for him. He ends up with, you know, another massive payoff.
He's got more money than he'll ever need, though.
No, you
always
so.
Looked at, I mean, whatever you think about him, his motivation, I don't think, is money. They're saying he's got £22.5 million payoff. Mm. At this stage.
Well, look how much he's had. Two payoffs from Abramovich. Mm. He's had, you know, Real Madrid. He's had some of the richest clubs in the world.
He doesn't
pay him off.
He doesn't need the money.
But then why do this? Why behave in the same way that he... And also clubs. Why do clubs treat him in the same way? Because basically the way that United have treated him is exactly basically what Chelsea did to him, isn't it? Mm. He signs a new contract and then that transfer window, they don't give him what he wants.
Same, it must be weird because you've watched this happen with your team forensically in a way that obviously us as...
I was looking for a text I sent Andy Goldstein about 3 years ago that was exactly this. I said, this is exactly what will happen. Has happened, and it was obvious it was going to happen. It was always going to happen. It always happens with him. And yet you look at him and you think, why? Why don't you do something about it? Well, but, you know, the football, that's the worst thing about it. The football has become, you know, United need a younger manager, fresher outlook. Football's moved on. It's, you know, never mind the United tradition. Mm. You know, the fans would be happy with the way Liverpool play. They'd be happy with the way, you know, Spurs play, City play, the way Arsenal or Chelsea. I think the United fans would be happy with the way any of the other four play. That's been one of the biggest problems.
Do you see? I don't know what it is. I mean, you've mentioned City, Spurs, and Liverpool. Then they've all gone for kind of a different kind of manager, not one of those kind of statesman-like managers. Not someone like Ancelotti, those guys that go around in the same three or four jobs. I mean, Zidane, you might add to that list now. The guys who've been at Real Madrid and places like that. These, I mean, look, they're seasoned managers, but they're a different kind of manager. I think they interact with players in a different way.
They need a younger manager. I mean,
someone like Thomas Tuchel, for example, would have been prime for them. That's not going to happen there. But do you think Manchester United will go for a manager like that? You think they will? You don't think they'll go down the statesman-like route?
It's hard to say, isn't it? I mean, if you listen
to
Gary Neville, they're going to get it wrong, whatever they do.
Yeah, because they're not the problem. Yeah, that's the board.
Yeah, they are the problem as much as Mourinho has been the problem. And, you know.
I mean, David Conn from The Guardian tweeted earlier on, he kind of did a list of everything that's wrong at the club at the moment, the turnover of managers, the problems. But still, the club is making a huge profit for the owners. It's a massively profitable business.
Yeah, you've it's got, a worldwide club.
You've got absentee owners and their man in charge. So from that aspect, I mean, Gary's he's right to rail against it, but nothing's going to change.
They've got good players. We were saying that they're a poor team with good players.
Yeah, very much
and
so.
So it shouldn't be that difficult to turn it around. And I remember when, after the Leicester game, when Mourinho left, and it was all so desperate, Chelsea were in a worse position than United, and Abramovich had really struggled. He really wanted to keep him, but in the end, he had to fire him. And the next game, they go and win 3-0. You know, so
you do feel though. I mean, I know Gary
and play completely different, as if it, you know, breath of fresh air.
Gary Neville steamed in post the Pogba Instagram, and he looked. But ultimately, 10 minutes after the manager's lost his job, is not the time to put your head above the parapet, considering the way he's been playing. I mean, we'll see, won't we? I mean, you saw for Chelsea the week after Mourinho went. Eden Hazard looked like a different player. Looked like he'd had a piano taken off of his back.
Yeah, and same with Costa as well.
Yeah, so players, they looked completely different, didn't they? And you probably will see that from Manchester United. A few of them will have a spring in their step.
Yep, oh, they're going to, I'm a bit upset because I've now wasted 2 hours. I wasted 2 hours of my life last night anyway watching Derby versus Forest.
It wasn't a great game, was it?
Oh, no, it was a terrible game. And it was a strange game because both teams can play football, but there was so much fear involved. And Derby, I saw Derby play against Chelsea. They were terrific. I mean, they played some really lovely football, playing it out from the back, passing, really clever tactically. Last night, they were just going long the whole time. Carson was just kicking from hand. It was like watching Wimbledon. It was really, really, really odd performance.
Strange, isn't it?
And, it wasn't a great game, really.
Andy, I just want to ask you one question. We put this to the listeners today, just a bit of light relief. But it does open up a window for Jose, should he not want to get straight back into management. He can do some punditry. He can do some reality TV. So where are you more likely to see him? If you had to choose between I'm a Celebrity, Strictly, and Dancing on Ice, where do you think is the most likely point for Josie? What show would you see him in?
I think he's going to look at Harry Redknapp and think, yeah, that would be good for me.
The Jungle.
I'll do I'm a Celebrity.
Because people see him in a... You know, not we saw Harry in a different light, we saw Harry for what he was, but sometimes in that show you do think, oh, I didn't know they were like
but
that.
But Harry reputedly or allegedly got half a million quid for doing it. I mean, Josie won't do it for that. He doesn't need to, does he?
Well, I mean, I don't think Harry's poor, but no. I think he probably did it for a bit of fun, just to keep busy.
Well, he might.
So
he'll get another job.
So you're going? You think I'm a Celebrity? If he were to have a little year off,
I think more likely than Inter Milan. I think it's more likely.
I imagine
he's
quite a good dancer. Don't you think he's a good dancer? He looks like
no idea.
I'm going Strictly, Andy. I'm
strictly,
voting.
Strictly, okay.
Nearly 300 people have so far, and 60% have gone for I'm a Celebrity.
Well, I'm saying, what about my TV formats for Forest player Joe Lolly? They've gone out the window.
Really?
Yeah. Disappointed in that.
Okay. Well, look, maybe people want to do that anyway. We'll put a few around.
Yeah, the obvious Ice Lolly. Joe's answer is the Blue Planet.
It would be a bit like the Bear Grylls thing, wouldn't it? Yeah. I suppose that's true.
My Boy Lolly's Pop. That's Joe going through his collection, his parents' vinyl record collection, picking out the bits he likes.
Okay.
Nothing to do with the 60s singing sensation Millie.
Okay, thank you. Well, there we are. Andy's kicked you off. At TSHNJ, if you want to vote for which mainstream a celebrity show, Jose could pop up.
A whole bit of stuff that fed into Winnie the Pooh, but I might do it later. We'll see if the Mourinho thing dies down.
Only if we've got time. If anybody's forgotten about Jose within about half an hour, I find that very unlikely.
Very unlikely.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast from TalkSport.
We've been sitting here pontificating with the Suns, Paul Jiggins, but we're not fans of the club. We're not that close to it. So let's speak to somebody who is. Actor, a big-time Manchester United fan, Lee Borman. Hi, Lee.
Hello, mate.
I seem to remember in our chats in the dim, distant past, you weren't the biggest fan of Jose initially, were you? You were a touch sceptical about the appointment.
I was sceptical about him, yeah. But, you know, we got to the stage where it was a case of who would come. You know, what big-name manager could we get at the club to try and turn things around? And for a while, it looked like that was going to happen. But what I've watched for the last year and a half has been abject. The last few months have been absolutely terrible, terrible.
So yeah. You're pleased this has happened now, clearly?
Yeah, I mean, it's a double-edged sword, to be honest with you, Paul. I'm happy that we can find another way forward, but I'm disgusted, to be honest with you. I mean, I've been going to Old Trafford since 1980, and I've been sat with the same people for years. I sit with Dave and with Keith, and there are 76,000 Daves and Keiths there who spend their hard-earned every week. And I've seen this season players down tools, and I've seen one player in particular down tools, and that is Pogba. And I'm disgusted by that. And when that happens, I find it really hard to take, because it's not the Man United way at all. That
no, it's difficult though. But I suppose if you met Pogba and you spoke to him, you'd probably find that he's pretty unhappy. And you know, players don't behave like this unless there's something. You know, they're not getting something that they need.
I agree with that as well. But what I would say is the problems that will not be solved with a change of manager. We have a problem at United with Ed Woodward being in charge of the football side of this club. There is a problem up there. I believe that board is split. I think that people can see what is happening to the club and that the club is kind of crumbling from within. But the owners have put their man in charge. And it ain't working. These short fixes aren't working. I mean, I don't think people are talking about Zidane. Zidane isn't the answer for me at all. I don't think Pochettino would come, because I think Daniel Levy would have something to say about it, first of all. Mm. And all Pochettino can do at United is destroy his reputation that he's building up, because he's got a job on his hands. He's got a big job on his hands.
Wow. Lee, do you think the new manager... How much of the Pogba issue do you think will influence the appointment of a new manager in that... Will United have to appoint a manager with a view to getting Pogba playing well?
Yeah, and you know, that sickens me. The idea of that sickens me. But I believe he is a cancer in the dressing room. I do. And I think when that is the case, I think you've got to get rid. Yeah. I think they must have a clear out. But, you know, it's a joke that after spending nearly £500 million that we're at this point where we're thinking we need to have a clear out. I don't believe a change of manager is going to help it. I would take, as would a lot of old-time United fans, I would take somebody from within, like bring Nicky Butt to the fore. And I know that these players haven't got experience, these ex-players haven't got experience managing at this level, but we need to get back to the heart of this club and what this club stands for. And so they need a few heads knocking together in the dressing room, I believe.
There was a few reports today in the papers before Jose got the sack that they were hoping to appoint a kind of director of football to work alongside Ed Woodward. And there was a bit of pushback from Jose on one or two of the choices. He had someone in mind. Where was he going to do that? Somebody new. But what about that idea? If there was a kind of buffer, because Gary Neville was hinting at that on Sky at the weekend, someone at the senior level that knows and understands football and the nature of negotiating in football, which is very different to maybe it is in the commercial world, maybe as Ed Woodward found, certainly in that first 18 months in the job. What about the idea of someone like that taking on some of that responsibility?
I agree with that. I think that is the way that modern football is going. But the problem that we have here is that the season was over in the summer. You know, there was obviously a decision made not to back the manager in the summer. So we've been paying out money, you know, since August, watching this abject nonsense on the pitch, the lack of passion, a lack of desire. And I just think that even if we were to get a director of football and the right kind of seemingly right manager in place, the problem still remains that I think there is mismanagement going on, and I don't trust the management above the manager and above the director of football have got the wherewithal in order to steer this club back to success.
But there are two great football men at the heart of this club, Bobby Charlton and Sir Alex Ferguson. Yeah. And presumably, I mean, they must have some sort of say, or are they just standing there like you are, Lee, and just going, what on earth's going on here? I mean, they're sticking their oar in.
Do you know what? I think it's my understanding that Bobby and Sir Alex are figureheads there, and that they don't have any sway. Although I had a feeling something was happening, because you know, word was last week that Fergie met up with Nicky Butt for dinner and Gary Neville, and there was just a stirring in the city that something was going to happen, and then the Liverpool game happened, and it was kind of inevitable after that. I mean, this morning I shouted my son from downstairs at 7 a.m. and he shouted, his first words out of his mouth were, "Has he been sacked?" Everybody kind of knew that something was afoot. But I think that these people now are figureheads at our club, Sir Bobby and Sir Alex. And we need football people at the heart of it. I think they need to bring people who understand what that club stands for right back into the heart of it, because it's a money-making machine is what it is. And we as the fans who pay to go every week, and I've been going years, I feel like that. I feel pushed out. I mean, I've been pushed out of my seat at Old Trafford, you know, out of the North Stand. We were all moved last season and moved to another part of the ground, which ripped out the heart of, you know, the stadium. But there is a problem. There's a problem at the club upstairs.
I mean, you do wonder if Gary Neville has slightly burnt his bridges with what he said on TV the other day. Well, do you think there could be a role for someone like that who cares for the club, who could do a director of football's role? I mean, you know, we often say, what experience do you need? A man who loves the club, or someone who could have an involvement with the club. Do you think that there would be something for him there? How would that go down with the fans?
I do, and I think it'll go down well with the fans, because what we've experienced over the last few years, we're desperate for somebody who loves the club to be back at the heart of the club. And I'd take Gary Neville tomorrow. I'd take Neville, but Scholes. I'd take all of these people over any other manager that was available, Pochettino included. I think we need to get back to basics, and there's a problem in the dressing room. There's ill discipline. I mean, the whole Jesse Lingard, who I think is a fantastic young player, but the club closing range launch last week, it would never have happened. And there's just this in the Pogba Instagram thing today. It's a nonsense, all of this, and it has no place at a big club like Manchester United.
And Sanchez is a 500 grand a week problem for whoever comes in. I know he's injured at the moment, but that just hasn't worked. I mean, that's been a disaster, isn't it?
It's not worked, you know, and but with the times that I've seen Sanchez, he's showed a bit of kind of, there's been an element of passion about him, but some of the other players, I mean, Lukaku, I think I said on your show, he was never the answer. I mean, Lukaku's great, his strength is his size and his strength, and people should be bouncing off him, and that this city's literally anonymous on the pitch. I cannot believe what I've been watching this season. It's a lack of fire and energy. And somebody made a great point on your show today about I think it might have been you, Andy, about Hazard when Mourinho left, and suddenly he was rejuvenated. And you know, we're grasping at straws and hoping that that's the case. But I tell you what, if Pogba starts pulling it out of the bag from next week, there'll be a few fans there. There'll be a few thousand fans who will gladly see the back of him.
So you know, finally,
if he rifles one in from 30 yards and it's the winner, you'll be happy.
It'll be very interesting. It always is when a manager goes and the players are being sort of singled out. What the reaction of a crowd? And we've got that game Saturday evening. It's against Cardiff away, isn't it? So it'll be interesting what happens in the first game of the season. But we've got that on Talksport. But just finally, you look at that team and you're seeing guys down tools. Who's the heartbeat of the club? Who's the guy, if you went in, Lee, upstairs and you said, right, these are the boys this is what I want to build my future side on. Who are the ones you keep and who are the ones you might consider outing?
Do you know, I think it's been a great purchase for us has been Juan Mata. I think the way he's handled himself, he understands what that club is about. And I just think that the young players need guidance. Jesse Lingard, Rashford, Martial, they can be world beaters, but they need the right influence around them. And I believe that some of the players around them aren't the right influence. And that one of those players is Pogba.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast from TalkSport.
But I thought we might have a quick game of Have Another Guess.
Oh, okay.
It's Manchester United related because I have in front of me the Manchester United calendar.
Yes, I saw that Pogba was in January.
Pogba is January, so I won't ask you that one. But it's a very simple game. Have Another Guess. I've always tried to get it well. I thought it might have been quite good for Alan Carr.
Yeah.
But they said no. April, Andy. Who is April?
That's ridiculous. It could be anybody. It could be Sanchez.
It could be.
I'm going Romelu Lukaku.
Have another guess.
Jesse Lingard.
Have another guess.
Marcus Rashford.
Listening to it, I can see why they didn't pick up on it, Channel 4, really. Have another guess. One more.
Chris Smalling.
No, it's Ashley Young. It's a limited format. I'm afraid you won't be going to the Seychelles.
There's no hint or clue or anything.
You'll never get this one. Who is July?
This is someone
who... Yeah.
Go on, Fred.
Aye. You got it right.
It was Fred.
You've won the fridge freezer.
That's marvellous. I'll have the speedboat, please.
Okay, Jim. Fair enough. Yeah, I'll have another guest there. Very short-lived.
Now, I was watching...
After the partial success of my sporting weekend yesterday.
I don't want my entire evening to have been wasted last night.
Yeah, okay, go on. Everything must go.
No. Just a couple of thoughts from that game. Claudio Jakub. Jakub? How would you pronounce his name? Claudio Jakub. The former West Brom.
Jakub.
Yeah. Yeah, I should know that, really.
Jakub.
Very much.
Andy Jakub.
He's at Forest now, you may...
I know, yeah.
And apparently, according to the commentary last night, he's a huge Beatles fan. That's true. And it's not a joke.
Oh, okay, right.
No, he is. And he went on a pilgrimage. This is also true. It all came out in the commentary last night. He went on a pilgrimage to the cavern.
Did he really?
Yeah, the entrance was closed, but he kicked the door in. It was fine. Get the idea.
I get the idea. Yeah, I'm on with you. Yep.
No problem at all.
Anything else?
Dolphins apparently like watching TV. Have you seen this new research?
Well, that's a bit of a gear change.
I know, well, why not?
You did say not all Manchester United and Jose, and now we've got Dolphins watching the telly. How do you know?
Because they've been doing it. They've been showing them things like Planet Earth they enjoyed, SpongeBob SquarePants they liked.
Well, who doesn't?
Yeah, but they didn't show them Flipper or that episode of The Hitchhiker's Guide. Thanks for all the fish.
It's Busman's holiday, isn't it, really? You're going to have kind of... you could have like a dolphin goggle box, couldn't you?
Yes, you could.
Just stick a little telly outside while they're all in the water and the ones they get interested in. I'll watch that.
That's good. And yeah, why not? Christmas dinner on a bowl of chips is the latest heart... clogger. I'm fascinated by all these
Christmas,
different...
So what, the normal Christmas dinner, but you serve it on a bowl of chips. Yeah.
And apparently, the fish and chip shop have been doing it, so it's really popular.
Yeah.
And they're also Chinese. I don't know why people want to subvert the Christmas dinner into something incredibly unhealthy, but...
Maybe a nice one. Have a kind of spaceman's Christmas dinner where you just sort of suck it out of a silver tube.
It'd be good. Yeah. Takeaway boss Pete Chan is serving Chinese-style deep-fried pigs in blankets. which again, yeah, not overly healthy, really. But
Big Alan was living for the day, really, when he was living for the day when all food was like astronaut food.
Yeah.
Because I think he does generally feel that food is just getting in the way.
Yes. Yeah. I don't know.
You always sense that with Alan.
Yeah, you do.
The food aspect is just getting in the way.
It is.
He's back tomorrow at 6, of course. Max Rushton's been in touch. He said, why are you not talking about Jose Mourinho? It's a massive story. It's called TalkSport, not Talk Yacoub or Talk Dolphins. Well, that's a very good point, Max. I'm with you on that.
He was so dying to do something else today, but he couldn't. What are you going to do? It's a Gosney-Monk double in the Sun letter page today. Marie Gosney,
oh, yeah,
Sylvia Monk, they are the most
prolific letter writers.
Yeah. And both of them come in with the sort of thing you'd expect.
Yeah.
First one, I'm so happy for Kevin Clifton,
yeah,
who's been in the Strictly Come Dancing final so many times, he deserved Saturday's victory. Partner Stacey Dooley was a joy to watch, going from novice to champion dancer. Once again, Marie just telling you basically what happened. It's tremendous,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yep.
And Sylvia, she's in a similar vein. From the little boy riding his bike round the valleys, Geraint Thomas has gone on to become the conquering hero, not only for Wales, but for all of Britain, winning the Tour de France and becoming worthy winner of the Sports Personality of the Year. Who knew? What a brilliant letter.
Yeah.
That's basically everything that's happened.
Yeah.
But finally, she adds, his emotion said it all. Geraint never expected to be where he is. How do you know that, Sylvia? You haven't got a clue. And that's what makes him such a genuine celebrity. Fame has not spoiled him. These people are brilliant.
Sylvia may work on the cycling coverage of the Tour de France.
She
doesn't. Don't know. This is a lovely little... They all often use this term, don't they? It's a phrase you've heard before, TalkSport listeners. When the FA asked a manager to explain something, Neil Warnock has been asked to explain his comments about officials. Have a listen to this. I cannot understand why we had Andre Mariner as fourth official and a referee's not refereed a game all season. It's a disgrace. Why should we be an experiment? I had one of the best referees at the side of me. I was flabbergasted. Unless, of course, it's because we're Cardiff and they say we can have a trainee or somebody. What's to explain?
I know. The,
it's not. You don't need Brodie's notes on that, mate. There's no subtext.
No, there
isn't. You can't say, well, what Neil really basically... He said, it's a disgrace. He's got nothing to explain. He was angry. He'd lost. He thought Andre Mariner should... He's got nothing to explain. He's got nothing to explain to you. So, look, either just fine him or don't, because really you're wasting everybody's time, aren't you, really?
You know, look...
What's the point of him sending a letter back saying, well, I didn't really mean what I actually meant? If you look at line 3, paragraph 4.
That's definitely not going to happen. You can pay £30 for a meet and greet with Honey G.
You can.
Yeah, I think it's a lot cheaper than the two mics, to be honest. Yeah. Who knows?
That's how much?
£30.
What is your, what happens?
Three to the O to the Honey to the G, I'd say, basically.
So what happens? What do you get for your £30?
Well, you just meet her and have a photo taken.
How much do you charge for a meet and greet?
I don't charge anything. It's because no one's ever asked me. But even if I did, I wouldn't.
Well, if someone comes up to you at Chelsea and they say, all right, Andy, love the show, or all right, Andy.
Yeah, they never say that.
Why is Adrian at Chelsea? Well, he doesn't.
They do say that, yeah.
Yeah, so they say that at me at Spurs. They say that at everybody's club.
They do,
but,
yeah.
But so do you not say that was technically a meet and greet? You owe me you'd have to pay Honey G £30 for that.
No.
Do you have a picture with them?
I don't. I'd be more than happy to have my photo taken with anybody.
Well, that's nice to hear. So there we are, really? Listeners. Andy is not going to cost you a bean.
Oh,
until he gets an agent.
Oh, yeah, right. Well, that's different altogether. That's very true. I also felt for Lewis Hamilton, and, you know...
It's not like you were saying
no,
that,
I know, but first of all, I'm a big admirer of his absolutely fantastic skill. I'm not an admirer of his dress sense, but that's up to him.
You're not the target market, and if you walked around like that...
Well, I don't know. I do like fashion. I've always had an interest in it.
If you started dressing like Lewis Hamilton...
I don't think anybody should have a word with Lewis Hamilton, really, but that's not the point. But the thing he said about Stevenage was such a slip of the tongue that he realised immediately he'd used the wrong words. He corrected himself.
I've not seen it. I've only ever seen it in print. I've not seen the way
he corrected himself straight away. But it caused outrage. Of course it did, because people just can't wait to be outraged. You know, all the people come out, the Stevenage Society
the
local council.
The Stevenage Society.
Well, whoever.
They're an indie band, aren't they?
You know, he just said it. You knew exactly what he meant. He meant he'd come from nothing and had achieved and a massive amount.
I should point out, if Andy had his house on the market in Stevenage, you may be getting a slightly, watching the backside fall out of the market, may have had a slightly different take on it. Yeah. Still can't sell that place in Stevenage.
No,
cheers, Lewis.
He didn't
You'd
even
be right into
he wasn't
the sun.
Right to say it, but he didn't mean it. You know, so just forget it. Don't all sort of, you know, it just becomes such a reactive thing all the time. Every time anybody says, you're not allowed to make any slip, any mistake, anything. You can't do that.
Sorry, Andy.
It's wrong.
Mate, it's different times, fella.
Did you know that Arantxa Sánchez Vicario...
Is she coming in?
No, she's 47 today.
Really?
I can't believe that. I thought she'd be at least 60.
Really?
Well, I don't know. She goes... When
she plays
Wimbledon...
feeling good about herself.
Sorry, Arantxa, if you're listening, Arantxa.
Do you think Arantxa's a big listen?
I don't think
so. Do you think she'd she tunes
she
in?
She does like football, though. She might...
No, she does like football. Yeah, she...
Big fan of Paul Breen Turner.
She was a massive fan.
Spanish.
Yeah. Was she Barca or Real? Was she... Well, she's a Real Madrid fan. Was she a Real Madrid fan? I don't want to get it wrong.
I don't know. Isn't that the way
hello,
of spelling
lads. Arantxa here. Great show.
Yeah, don't say I'm
hello,
a Barca
Andy.
Fan.
Say hello, Adrian, for me. I don't know why suddenly sounds a little bit like Barry Fry. Arantxa Sánchez. Hello, mate. Hello, boys.
Do you see how many games Kevin De Bruyne had played in a calendar year?
No.
No, a season. 2017-18.
Yeah.
11 for Belgium and 52 for Manchester City. So that was 63 games. And he had a couple of injuries within that. That is too much football, isn't it? It's not surprising these players are breaking down.
Never mind all that. December.
December
yeah.
is... that is Romelu Lukaku.
Have another guess.
Jesse Lingard.
Have another guess.
Marcus Rojo.
No.
Marcus Rashford.
Marcus Rashford, yeah. I'm afraid. I hope you've had a lovely day though, Andy.
I've enjoyed my day out.
You've had a great day out. There we are. Have another guest there. The quiz show that they said wouldn't work, and they were right.
I didn't do me Winnie the Pooh stuff, but never mind. I might come back
come
to
back
it tomorrow.
Come back to that, Andy. Well, you got Dolphins watching telly in, so that was... anyway, we return to the thorny subject of Jose Mourinho very shortly. We're going to talk to Tranmere's two-goal hero against Southport.
We've got one for Joe
week.
Lolly. Lots of lolly.
Yeah, lots of lolly. We've got a show in. Joe hosts antique-based TV show. Jeff Peter says, please don't give Joe Lolly any stick. That was the level we were operating
thank you
at.
Very much.
But anyway, we move on. And
They've also got a player, though. Frighten me then. Sorry, for a school, Matty Cash. So they've got Cash and Lolly.
Really?
That's amazing, isn't it? Well, not amazing. Say amazing. Yeah. It's not.
There's a format there for him and... Emily Attack, isn't there? But I can't quite think of what it might be. And actually, when you think of... Let's move on.
You've been listening to the Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast. Hear the guys every weekday between 1 and 4 p.m. on TalkSport.
There we are. So
he's gone.
Yeah. You think that's it for him in the Premier League?
Yeah.
So I think where he would pop up again.
Where could he go now?
Yeah, he's an end of an era, really. I mean, the guy
he could get the Spurs job when Poch goes.
No.
Imagine. What a in that ball. Lovely new stadium. Oh, that terrible football.
Sucking the life out of us. No, that's terrible.
That'd be
good.
Thank
you for me evening now.
Sorry.
Okay, we will catch up with you tomorrow. Gareth Batley among our guests. And until then, have a great evening. Thanks for downloading us.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.